Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
That is right. It is your boy, Anthony Gallo, on The Fan, New York City, the best city in the world, and the best radio station on the planet. Let's get into it. A lot to get to. The draft is around the corner. Baseball's in full swing. The Knicks are gearing up for a first round. Maybe we'll even talk some St. John's recruiting, but let's jump into it. I hate being the bearer of bad news. But I sit here today, and it brings me no joy to say this. As a Met fan, most people that are Yankee fans are not going to like me crapping on the team. But the pitching staff is broken. You can't go into the season with an already injury-riddled team and have one guy performing the way he's performing, and that is Max Fried, obviously. But you talk about getting back to the World Series and winning the AL, a weak AL, competing in the AL. But you can't win the AL if you don't win the AL East. You can't win the AL if you don't make the playoffs. And the way this pitching staff is pitching, they are in trouble. You have one guy in the rotation performing well. You have one guy in the bullpen performing well. None of it bodes well for the team overall. Rodon sucks. Stroman sucks. Carrasco's done. Will Warren is not the guy he was in spring training. Yes, Max Fried has been great. But even in Max Fried's greatness, he's pitched one less start than Carlos Rodon, but has given up more hits. He's got a higher average against than Carlos Rodon. His whip is higher. None of that is sustainable. So how am I supposed to get on here today and tell you anything good about the makeup of this pitching staff? No, this was not the staff they were envisioning when they came into the season. Yes, it's early. But that doesn't matter if it doesn't change. We know who Carlos Rodon is. We know who Marcus Stroman is. And at least you could bank on, usually, with Marcus Stroman, him coming out fast. He's been awful. Pitching to an 11 ERA. Didn't even make it out of the first inning in his last start. And now you're relying on guys like Will Warren and Carlos Carrasco in the back end of that rotation. Carrasco was supposed to be a spring training invite that maybe made the team. Maybe was a long reliever. Not a guy who's going to be the back end of your staff. A guy you're going to have to rely on. Clark Schmidt can't get healthy quick enough. He's right around the corner. But is that really going to build confidence in you? The Yankees pitching staff is broken. I don't see a silver lining when it comes to the pitching. Maybe to the offense, but not to the pitching. So I sit here and ask you, what optimism do you have that this pitching staff is going to turn it around? 888-808-1019. Again, Fried is the only starter pitching well. You want to rely on Luke Weaver, who I do think is a very good reliever, but do you want to put a middle reliever, setup man, in the closer role again, like you did with Clay Holmes? And then when the wheels fall off, you're all going to be with torches at the stadium, begging for this guy to be taken out of the role? David Williams, the beard man himself, has been awful. Now, do I think Devin Williams is going to be this guy all season? No. But that doesn't mask the fact that he's been awful. The bullpen has not been good. And you have to get to a save situation in order for the closer to matter. So even if he turns the corner, if you got four terrible starting pitchers, who cares if the closer's good? Mark Leiter's been a disgrace. Ryan Yarbrough, who I've heard so much about. Oh, look at what he did with the Rays. Yankee fans talking about him all summer. We had to hear about him. He's been a nothing out of the bullpen. And then we go back to the rotation. We had to hear about how great Will Warren was at spring training. He's been terrible. Where does it end? I look at the roster, and if this was, let's compare the two teams. If this was the Mets, and their pitching was bad, as so many people claimed it was going to be, at least you could say, well, they have guys on the mend that are coming around the corner soon. Manaea, Blackburn, soon after, Montas. The Yankees have Clark Schmidt, and then a bunch of unknowns. Will Luis Gil be back before July? Will you get Jonathan Loaiza back? And even still, you know for sure you're without your ace. And listen, it is early. And I hope we can all turn around and laugh at how wrong I was. But I don't think that's the case. The weather has been terrible in the Bronx, yet the ball is flying out against these pitchers. Today, no different. Rodon, if you look at Rodon's line, you know, to the naked eye, 5 2/3, 4 earned runs. Okay, not terrible. It was awful. And he continues to be bad. I spoke to you before the season. And yes, I've been more negative with the Yankees than I usually am because of the injuries. I thought this team healthy was going to be better than what they were last year. But after the injuries, after this start by the pitching staff, I continue to fear that they are not going to get better. And one of the things I told you was, are you going to get good Carlos Rodon or bad Carlos Rodon? And so far, they've gotten bad Carlos Rodon. And we know, when the going gets tough with him, he breaks. He has not been able to handle the pressure of the Yankee fan, of New York, the spotlight. It has been a tough go for him. Last year at times he was good. In his 3 years, he's been mostly bad. Mostly really bad. Stroman has been awful. A guy I've defended a lot between both the Mets, the Yankees, other teams he's gone to, and I was wrong about him. He's been awful, and now he's hurt. Carlos Carrasco, you know, feel-good story, coming back, pitching in New York. I loved him as a Met. I've liked him over his career. Sorry, bud, it's over. He's washed. And Will Warren, who was a bright spot, something Yankee fans could hang their hat on in spring training and say, hey, it's not going to be perfect. We lost Cole. We're losing Heel for a long time. Clark Schmidt's not going to be ready for the beginning of the season. At least Will Warren looks like a guy who's going to be a player. He's been awful.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
What is the answer? And again, Max Fried, who I'm not trying to, you know, rain on everyone's parade, but Max Fried in his three starts has been very good, but he's given up more hits than Rodon has, who Rodon has pitched one more start. His average against is higher than Carlos Rodon's or even a Will Warren. His whip has not been great. None of this builds confidence in a Yankee staff that was supposed to help anchor this team. We thought the offense was going to be the problem. If anything, the offense might be the only thing giving you confidence right now, keeping you optimistic. We'll get to that later. You can't wait till the deadline to fix this. They have to find answers. Cashman has to be active. If they feel they have something in the farm system, take a chance. If they find something in the trade market, take a chance. You want to waste another Hall of Fame-esque year from an Aaron Judge? That cannot be the pitching staff for the entire season. This can't be what you rely on with no depth, by the way. You get Clark Schmidt back, okay. You're probably just getting rid of Carlos Carrasco. So then what happens if somebody else gets hurt? There has to be change, and they cannot sit on their hands and wait. This is not the fast start that the Yankees have had the past 2 or 3 years. You're 8-7. No, you can't lose the season right now. But you can lay the roadmaps to a disappointing season. The pitching staff has to be fixed. It is broken. Cashman is always working the phones. He has to be active. They have to be not afraid to take that chance. Maybe dip into that luxury tax a bit. Trade for someone. Hell, even take a chance on some veteran guys that might still be out there. They did not have my fears coming into the season after the injuries was not even necessarily that they weren't going to have Cole the whole year or Luis Gil. It was the fact that they do not have depth to mask their deficiencies or as a security blanket when things go bad or a guy gets hurt. And now we're living that reality. And you can call me what you want, Yankee fans. I'm a Met fan hating on you guys. I don't take enjoyment in this. I like to see the Yankees play well. I always say this. I'm New York over everything except the Islanders. But this is not good. And a couple more weeks of this, you guys are going to be on board with me the same way. 888-808-1019. This pitching staff is broken. It's a mess, and it needs to be fixed. Luke Weaver and Max Fried are not going to carry you to the promised land. They need more help than that. And my fear with Luke Weaver is you put him in that closer. Let's say Devin Williams continues to struggle, and you put him in that closer role. You're now relying on a guy who's not a career closer. Another middle reliever. You just went through that. Do you want to go through that again? You guys all loved Clay Holmes at first. And then you all were gone by the end of it. This has to change. Some of the guys on the team have to be better, but they also have to find fixes. They cannot sit on their hands and believe that, oh, this will fix itself, because it's not going to. Let's say I'm overreacting a bit to the numbers with Max Fried, and he pitches fine. All right. How many times do we see the Mets have a great Jacob DeGrom, and the rest of the pitching staff was awful? How many times have we seen teams with one good starting pitcher not do anything? Yeah, maybe the route of the modern strategy to build a team is not sexy to some, specifically in a New York market. But a guy who could go out there and pitch 28 to 32 starts is going to get you through 5 to 7 innings and pitch to a 3.3 ERA, maybe a little higher than that, is more reliable. A staff of 3s and 4s is more reliable than just having one good pitcher. The pitching staff is broken. And Yankee fans, you could believe it or not, but that's the reality. And it's not getting changed anytime soon. And if Stroman misses time, who's also been awful, who is your options to slot in? Reports are Clark Schmidt is ready to return. But is that going to fix all your concerns? No. It's also a guy who's been often injured the last 2 years. So what is the fix? It can't just be, well, these guys will figure it out. Who? Carlos Carrasco? Carlos Rodon? Marcus Stroman? Yeah, these guys have a track record of figuring it out. Stroman usually is at his best in April, May. He's been awful. And that start the other day was terrible. Putrid. Will Warren is not a guy you could count on to fix it. And listen, it's not all bad in the Yankee universe. We will get to that. 888-808-1019. We got a lot to get to. We'll break down the rest of this Yankee disaster of a pitching staff. We got to talk Knicks and a whole lot of Mets. I want to talk a little bit of draft because I'm on tomorrow night, but I don't know when I will talk to you guys again after that. But Yankee fans, the pitching staff is broken. Where are the fixes? Who do you rely on outside of Max Fried and Luke Weaver?
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?